In order to get the most from Dante's Divine Comedy, one should be competent in Italian, especially the Tuscan dialect which he wrote, as well as Latin, and should have comprehensive knowledge of the politics of Europe in the 13th and 14th centuries. As well as being a master of the literature of the classical world, especially Virgil and Cicero, and knowing almost everything about Greek and Roman mythology from Hesiod, and understanding the fathers of the church, as particularly St. Thomas Aquinas, and the circle of savants that Dante praises in the Paradiso 10 through 13. But the rest of us can learn a great deal from this greatest of poems by one whom John Ruskin called the central man of all the world. There have been many translations into English, one of the earliest by an American being the 1867 translation of Henry Wadsworth Longfellow. The task is daunting. The poem is written in that dialect, particularly the 13th century Tuscany, or indeed the Florence, composed, as one critic wrote, in the author's native Florentine, elevated in many parts by exalted thought and the abundance of Latinisms, it sinks at times into the plain vernacular. And it is daunting also because it is written in terza rima. Tercets are three-line poems written in iambic meter designed to rhyme in a pattern ABA, BCB, CDC. That is, so that the first and third lines of each tercet rhyme with the middle line rhyming with the first and third lines of the following tercet. To translate the Italian into English in a way in which this structure is preserved is almost impossible. Dorothy Sayers made the attempt, and although one may not particularly like her poetry, it illustrates what the task is. These are two tercets that illustrate the way the pattern is. The glory of him who moves all things so air and penetrates the universe and bright the splendor burns, more here and lesser there. Then the second tercet, within that heaven which most receives his light was I, and saw such things as man nor knows nor skills to tell returning from that height. So air, there, bright, light, height. To maintain this through 100 cantos was, to say the least, difficult. And I'm told that Italian speakers sometimes find the rhymes attempted by Anglophones to be reasonable. I cannot but feel that something is gained by the experience of the rhyming structure. The attempt was made by an American poet named John Ciardi. Some would say with more success, but his translation did not include the extensive notes and the images that Sayers provides. Now, it would be fair to tell you at the beginning of this talk that I'm not a literary critic. Italian is not a language I have with facility, although it is such a kindly language that almost anybody can get something of it. I'm more especially an historical theologian, just possessed of a love of literature. These lectures are for me a revisiting of Dante after many years and an unanticipated pleasure. Few things are more important than keeping alive an imagination of those in the midst of life and perhaps not unfamiliar with the dark wood mentioned in the opening lines, the splendor of their inheritance. Culture is not an ocean in which imagination may safely swim, or a world of monuments to which one may safely refer episodically, but a river that must be fed at its sources, else it will inevitably go dry, and the laws, customs, manners, and ideas we think of as culture or as our culture will disappear. That is to say that imagination must be vivified by being incorporated into the tradition so that we, the living, may enjoy and transmit the truths they contain. This is a task especially important in an environment in which even the best of academics and the wisest of critics will rarely be able to discern and represent the central traditions of the Christian West, a tradition which cannot be understood apart from the death and resurrection of the Son of God. It was a tradition within which Dante lived and moved, so that in that way, Dante can be seen as a kind of missionary to the 21st century. So I'll begin where every freshman essay must begin. Dante was born in 1265, when Italy was emerging.